This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Campaigning for second phase of Lok Sabha polls will conclude today. Leaders of various political parties are holding multiple rallies across the country to woo the voters. Polling for this phase will take place in 89 constituencies of 13 states and union territories on Friday. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed a public meeting in Jhajjar Champa Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh yesterday. He said that NDA's priority is the welfare of the poor, youth, women and farmers. He also said that the BJP government is at the centre, engaging in increasing the participation of women in farming. Mr. Modi will address a public meeting today morning in Ambikapur city, under Sarguja Lok Sabha constituency of Chhattisgarh. Congress senior leader Rahul Gandhi will address an election rally at Paratpara in Amravati district this afternoon. Congress candidate Balwant Wankhede is contesting Amravati Lok Sabha seat for the first time. Meanwhile, Home Minister and senior BJP leader Amit Shah will also address a rally in favour of BJP candidate and sitting MP Navneet Rana this afternoon in Amravati city. Grandson of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar, Mr. Anand Raj Ambedkar, is also contesting this seat and he is supported by the Vanchit Bahujan Aghadi. This constituency will go to poll on 26th of this month. Congress General Secretary Priyanka Gandhi Vadra held a public rally in Chitradurga, Karnataka yesterday. Speaking on the occasion, she raised the issue of unemployment and price rise. The Congress General Secretary also charged that the central government is not releasing funds to the states ruled by the opposition parties. She blamed BJP of polarization and scam due to the electoral bond. She also accused the central government of waiving off the loans of the capitalist but not of farmers. President Draupadi Murmu, currently on a two-day visit to Uttarakhand, will be attending the convocation ceremony of the Indian Forest Service probationers as the chief guest at the Forest Research Institute FRI in Dehradun today. As many as 99 probationers from the Indira Gandhi National Forest Academy along with two trainee officers from the friendly nation of Bhutan will be graduating from the academy's 2022-24 course. Defence Research and Development Organisation, DRDO, has successfully developed the lightest bulletproof jacket in the country for protection against highest threat level 6 of BIS ammunition. The bulletproof jacket was successfully tested at TBRL Chandigarh. Ministry of Defence in a statement said that this jacket is based upon new design approach where novel material along with new processes have been used. It added that the front hard armour panel or HAP of this jacket defeats multiple hits. Secretary Department of Defence Research and Development and Chairman DRDO Dr. Samir V. Kamath has congratulated Defence Materials and Stores Research and Development Establishment of DRDO for the successful development of this lightest bulletproof jacket for protection against highest threat level. Indian Ambassador to Ukraine Harish Jain met with the new Deputy Foreign Minister of Ukraine Andrei Sibiha in Kyiv yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Jain congratulated Mr. Sibiha for his new role. In a social media post, the Indian Embassy in Ukraine said that the two leaders discussed the India-Ukraine bilateral relations and other issues of mutual interest. They also talked about India's humanitarian assistance to Ukraine. Last month, Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba visited New Delhi and met External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Deputy National Security Advisor Vikram Misri. India has announced a 15-member relay team for the next World Athletics Relays 2024 tournament. The competition will serve as a qualifying event for the upcoming Paris Olympics. These athletes will represent India in the 4x400-meter relays for the men's, women's and the mixed categories. An 8-member team has been named for the men's 4x400-meter relay, while for the women's 4x400 relay, a 7-member team has been announced. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants defeated Chennai Super Kings by 6 wickets at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Today, Delhi Capitals will take on Gujarat Titans at the Arun Jaitley Stadium in Delhi. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.